Chavod.
With your permission. Hopefully this year we're not going to have Tisha B'Av.
Amen.
Amen. Just to learn what did happen. How important it is. Tisha B'Av, the Gemara tells us, one second when the Midrash was on, people used to fast on Tisha B'Av. The other Taniyot, some people didn't. It was optional. Shabbat Sabbat Tammuz, Sabbat Tevet, was an optional. Tisha B'Av they did keep. Even though the second Beit Midrash is on, even though it was not as, let me say, as holy as the first one, some things were missing, still Beit Midrash. You see how important Tisha B'Av is. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, what happened on Tisha B'Av is a few things that happened. The first thing the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that our fathers were in the desert, and they sent spies. And the spies came back. And they told us, it's not a good idea to go to Eretz Israel. We said, we want to go back to Egypt. Hashem was very angry. And Hashem swore they will not go to Eretz Israel. Starts from the Mishnah, it's a tragedy. 600,000 people vanish, died in the desert. But the truth of the matter is, they didn't die instantly. Within 38 years they died. It should have died 15,000 and change. I said, nobody lives forever anyway. But, you know, it's a tragedy. Don't go to Israel. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us, before we left Egypt, 2.4 million Jews died in 3 days, Makat Choshech. Because they said they're not going to leave Egypt. They don't want to go to Israel. There's no sign of any yotzat for them or any ta'anit for them. The numbers are much bigger. 2.4 million people died. You know how many orphans, the Gemara says, and widows. It's a trail in the desert now. Millions of widows and children, nothing. But it's okay. There's nothing. Nobody is mourning about them. Nothing's wrong with it. They died. They didn't want to go to Israel. So it means you lost your visa. Maybe it's not a punishment. You lost your visa. Why are you here? You're here to go to Israel. You don't want to go to Israel? You lost your visa, okay? Here's only 600,000 people. Nevertheless, the Mishnah said that's the first thing that happened on Tisha B'Av. The night of Tisha B'Av, the spies came back. And they said, it's not advisable to go to Eretz Israel. And we said, we don't want to go. So, Hashem was angry. And this is the first thing on Tisha B'Av. That's what you have to have in mind. 600,000 people. Let's compare it to the number 2.4 million. It's nothing. Yeah, at least I also didn't die right away. Like in Egypt, within 3 days, 2.4 million died. One of the reasons of the darkness, the Gemara says. So we were busy burying the people, one after the other. Can you imagine how many funerals in 2.4 million people? Yeah, it took 38 years. So some of them died the first year, but some of them died the last year. After 38 years, so still, the biggest tragedy, the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah says, first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. And then the city of Beta, Bar Kokhba was, millions of people were killed there by the Romans. And the fifth thing the Gemara says is the plowed Yerushalayim. This sounds like one of the five things the Mishnah counts. Now how can you compare this? To first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash, millions of Jews killed in Betah, any Yerushalayim. Mishnah said, also, you know, they plowed Yerushalayim. So they plowed Yerushalayim. So what's the big deal? They plowed Yerushalayim. What's the tragedy? They plowed Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was destroyed. No, they plowed Yerushalayim. No Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah also counts the five things happened on Shiva Asa Betamuz. 2 weeks ago,
That's Tuxigo.
Mishnah says a few things happen. Among the things that the Mishnah counts, and is a Shivazar Tammuz, they could not find any sheep to sacrifice. Mutala Tamid. It's not a major thing. So they couldn't find a sheep, they couldn't find a sheep. It can happen. You don't have a sheep, so you don't have a sheep. It's a tragedy, you don't have a sheep, you have to count it. You know what happened in Shivazar Tammuz? I says, you know, the word of Shalom was broken. Okay, I said, it means there's no security, I understand. I said, somebody burned the Torah. Okay. No, it's significant. I couldn't find a sheep. Koban Tamid, it's called Tamid. It's constantly, always, every morning, they had to sacrifice a sheep in Beit HaMikdash. And before the close of Beit HaMikdash in the afternoon, they had to sacrifice a sheep. Nothing was allowed to be brought before the first sheep. Nothing was allowed to be brought after the last sheep. Okay, so you couldn't find sheep. Okay, so you won't find sheep, so. Chachamim tell us the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah, he had one thing in mind. The Gemara says like this. The 2.5 years Bet Shammai Bet Hillel Chachamim had a convention. If a person should be happy that Hashem created him, or better off, Hashem should not have created him. The verdict of 2.5 years all the Chachamim, can you imagine the convention of all the Chachamim, they came with a decision, better off we should not have been created. Better off. Even though Baruch Hashem, Torah, because it's worthless. If you one time you make a Kadosh Baruch Hu upset, it's not worth the whole thing. Better off, I don't want to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu upset. Doesn't matter, Baruch Hashem, I give him Nachat, Baruch Hashem, I learn, I pray for him. Means nothing. It's not worth it. Can't read the verdict. Better off not. So, Gemara says, so what are you supposed to do? What's supposed to do? I'm supposed to do tshuva all the time and look what you do. But what is really the trick behind it? What is the root? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that the Gemara created first mankind and not Avraham Avinu. Really Hashem was afraid, the Gemara says, to create Avraham Avinu first. The Gemara says, Hashem said, if Hashem Avraham Avinu will fall in the trap, like Adam HaRishon fell in the trap, there is nobody else that would be able to continue the world. If Hashem would have created Adam HaRishon first, and he would have eaten from the tree, finished. The world is finished. Ele toldot Hashamayim v'atmi Baram b'zchut Avraham. So the Gemara, you have to know that you hear b'zchut Avraham Avinu. Without Avraham Avinu, the world would not continue. Since the Avraham did not listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he ate from the tree, the Baruch was fierce, even though he let him continue, but that's because that 10 generations later, we have Avraham Avinu. Hashem knew that in 10 generations it will be Avraham, so therefore Hashem let Adam HaRishon continue. When you read the Torah, you think, well, Hashem forgave him, and Hashem did not forgive him nothing. Hashem let Adam HaRishon continue and have children. I said, what is this? I'm sorry, 20 generations. 10 generations is Noah, and another 10 generations is Abraham. 20 generations. But that's the Gemara says that Hashem let the world continue. You got the title that Hashem said, Avraham Avinu loves me. Avraham Ohavi. Avraham loves me. So the Gemara says, why Avraham loves Hashem so much? Why? So let me explain like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, we say in Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael says, this is accept the yoke of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The next sentence, after the Hashem Elokecha, you should love Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants you to love him. I says, Hashem wants me to love him. It's a little bit strange. Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem wants a person to love him. That's Hashem. The second paragraph, Hashem Shemot Yishmu, explains it. That's what Chachamim, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu to do Kriyat Shema, and he said this is crucial, Kriyat Shema, crucial. I explain what's crucial about it. I want to say before a person goes to sleep at night, especially text the person should read. The person, if his life is very important for him and he wants to be alive, he wants to get up in the morning and not chashalom to have bad news or chashalom something that's going to happen to him during the day, has to do on what he's going to say, how he's going to say Shema Yisrael. Say him in the pajamas, with shorts, with this, with this, it's worthless. Have to say Shema Yisrael v'chavana. In the text, he really writes what the person has to say. He has to say like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person has to know himself, if it's only if, he says, if I ever did or did not say Shema Yisrael b'chavana, accept on myself death penalty by stone. It's called skila. He says that when I'm going to fix the first letter of Hashem's name, Yud, with the help of Hashem's first letter of an adjective, the way we say Amunai, Aleph, it says crucial, must say that. It's the first thing you have to say before you go to sleep. The second thing, Aleph says, you have to say, if I ever did not put tefillin with the right kavana, I had bad thoughts while I have tefillin on, when I did not do the right kavana when I have tefillin on, I accept on myself, burn means hot lead should be poured inside my mouth to die. These are, it says, if to say, by this, by accepting it, I am fixing the letterhead that was damaged by me, but I did not put tefillin with the right idea. And with the help of the letter Dalet from Amonai, I accept myself the death penalty. That's the first was Shema Yisrael, and the second one tefillin. The third you have to say, if I didn't wear tzitzit, I didn't pay attention to tzitzit, then I deserve death by chopping my head off. By this, accepting it, I want to fix the letter Vav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the letter Nun from Amonai. Please accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu my accepting death penalty. The last one, says the Ari, you have to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I did not pray the way I'm supposed to pray, I pray in front of you without respect, and I did not pray the way you want me to pray, or I miss some praying, accept on myself death penalty by choking. Please, I fix the last letter, hey, of Hashem's name, being choked by the letter Yud of Amunai. He said, it's crucial. Before you go to sleep, you must say that. That's the whole text. Kiyosh Marshal Ari, it fixes a lot of damages that the person does, deed. Ari said, it's crucial. He says, Ari chose those four examples. Then those four examples the person has to confess. Let me explain why. The Rambam wrote, it's called Yad HaChazaka, 14 books, Halachot. And each book has a title. One of the books, the title is Ahava, love. It means love Hashem. In this book that the Rambam wrote, Ahava, you have Ilchot Kriyat Shema, Ilchot Tefillin, Ilchot Tzitzit, Hilchot Tefillah, also with Milah and other little things. So, I'll explain like this. You know, your problem in life, for instance, is not the sin. Not the sin. You did something or you did not do something. It's not a problem. You know what the problem is? The problem is you don't love Hashem. There's no such thing as loving 45%. There's no gray area. Either you love or you hate. There's no such thing, I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu up to a point, but up to a point if he doesn't interfere in my business. If I have an appointment, then I can come to shul. If I have to go someplace, I don't do it, you know. If I have to go on vacation, no. If you have to value your life, either Hashem or nothing. Let's call Vakat Hashem Elokecha. And Hashem wants to make sure that you love. Soon I'll explain what's the depth of it. But Hashem expects you to love him, but fully, fully. Not, you know, I love him, but you know, sometimes I have to do this. There's no excuse. It means you don't love him. Likewise, you love yourself. So that is going to prevent you from ever doing anything bad against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you love him so much. Like you love yourself, you're not going to do any bad things to yourself. So you're never going to betray Hashem, and you're never going to miss anything. Don't say I miss something. If you love me, you're not going to miss. No such thing. You're going to give your life for that. You're taking it easy, it means it's not so important for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, the Gemara says, Beit HaMikdash, Hashem demanded from us, gave us halacha, that the first thing in Beit HaMikdash has to be a sheep. In the morning. You can't do nothing before. He says, what is this? It's called Korban Olah. It's nothing. You slaughter the sheep and you burn it. The last thing in Beit HaMikdash, late afternoon, sheep. After that sheep, you can't do anything in Beit HaMikdash. They close Beit HaMikdash. I says, what's behind it? The Gemara says, the Torah says, Korbani Lachmi Leishai. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls that thing, that sheep, my bread. What does it mean? It means like this. You see, your father lives with you. You get up in the morning, and you go to your father and says, Papa, can I make you a coffee? You want to make your coffee? You want a cookie? The first thing. As is the first thing about HaMikdash, you come, Hashem said, you know what? What I need from you is one thing. I love a sheep for my breakfast. And I love a sheep for my dinner. Whatever it means, but in the text. Hashem called it my bread. It means by this we show the love to Hashem that we're not going to bring any other sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash, that it's something we owe to bring a sacrifice, or we want to. First thing, you give Hashem his breakfast. And before you go home, before you close Beit HaMikdash, you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu his dinner, his father, your father. That shows how much you have to plan your day to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the love. That's what it is. Nothing else. The Gemara said you should never do anything before Shacharit. Nothing. Nothing. You can't do nothing. Nothing. Only can give your wife a coffee. But for yourself, nothing. You can't do nothing. You can't even drink anything unless you won't be able to concentrate. You can't do nothing. Rabbi Akiva Eger says in the Mishnayot, even before Arvit, nothing. You can't even drink water before Arvit. Because this is the dinner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you're going to be busy. You're going to do Arvit. Arvit is the time to say goodnight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says you cannot just have anything anymore. It's only to show that you love Hashem, and that is going to prevent that you're going to do something against Hashem. So Hashem doesn't need us to love him. Love is just a tool that we should never do something against Hashem, because if you love him, definite love, you're not going to do anything against him. You're not going to miss anything. And let's HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the mitzvot. So it goes like this. Hashem expects you to love him, and Hashem gave you the Torah. And because you're going to do the Torah is going to generate love inside you. That's what you say in Shema Yisrael. V'yayim shamot yishmom mitzvot ha'ayin. If you listen to my mitzvot, Hashem will tell you, "Le'ahava et Hashem Elokechem." We'll avdo b'chol v'chol l'mshachem with all your effort, and then Hashem gives you parnasa and long life and everything. That's what the Torah says. But that's the goal. But if you do something against Hashem, it means you don't love Him. This is the thermometer. So if he made a mistake, so something else. But the Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, and after he ate from the tree, I asked him, are you going to continue eating? He said, yeah. I said, talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu like this. But it means one thing. It means no love Hashem. That's the problem in love. That's the problem in life. Therefore, the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the title in the Torah to Avraham Avinu, Avraham loves me, Avraham Ohavi. Why Avraham loves Hashem? Why he loves Hashem? Why? Because he said every time, Hashem, I love you, means nothing. Hashem loves him. Yeah, up to a point. Then he does what he wants. But say, Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, accepted on himself, by himself, all the laws of the Torah that Hashem is going to give and Chachamim will apply. All the little things in Shulchan Aruch that we don't even know, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu figured out by himself, the Gemara says. He never went to Yeshiva, the Gemara says. Because he wanted to reach to love Hashem. But an ultimate love, with no question about it, get a title from Hashem, Avraham loves me, as his death is going to correct the sin 20 generations before of Adam HaRishon. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem was afraid to put Avraham Avinu first on creation, because if he would fall in the trap, the Satan would trap him, nobody will be able to fix it, the Gemara says. That's the language of the Gemara statement about Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara says, you should know, וכך חותמים, the Gemara says, אלוקי אברהם, אלוקי יצחק, אלוקי יעקב, זה 18, אני אעשה מגן אברהם. אני אעשה מגן אברהם, אבל אני יצחק יעקב. מה אני אעשה, no, you don't understand. אברהם אבינו, this is the one. Because אברהם אבינו, you can have the gula. Why? Because he loves Hashem. That's it. You have to love Hashem. But you can't love Hashem unless you keep all the mitzvot. And if I don't know all the mitzvot, I'm never going to love you. You can say you love him. But this is not true. It's not true. You don't love him. You love him to a point. Yes, I understand. But sometimes, you know, I miss Mincha, I miss Arbit, I miss Shacharit, I miss Kirat Shema, I miss Tefillin, I miss Tzitzit. Yeah. So comes the Ari and says, listen, before you go to sleep at night, so look in Rambam, Sefer Ahava. Sefer Ahava means how to love Hashem. And if you have that one, this is really the so-called the first book of all the books of the Rambam. Then you go to all the more. This is Madah. This is second Madah. Is something else. Philosophy, no. But it means this is going to fix your life. Perfect. You don't have no questions about money, about Shalom Bayit. You can have no questions. Zero. Why? Because your concept in life is Ahava, love. Of course, the Gemara is going to apply it. It means you're not going to have nothing with nobody. Because if you love your friend the same way you love yourself, what it means is you love Hashem, because every person has inside himself part of Hashem. It says you love your friend, it's why? Because you love Hashem, indefinite love. You can't differentiate, you can't say, listen, I love Hashem, I don't love the person. You say, listen, that person is Hashem too. What you don't appreciate or you don't like about that person, you got a problem. You got a problem. But there's no excuse not to love everybody. There's no excuse for this. You can't have machloket with one person. Nothing. So what's the problem? It means it's no love. But it's not, no. Listen, I don't love him, I don't hate him. There's no such thing. There's no gray area. It's a definite love, but definite love, it's not love that you have, Sitting Mara says, because a convenient love is my brother, is my partner. It means nothing. You have to have indefinite love is from a father to son, that's it. Not from a son to the father, and not for your spouse. It's definite love without expecting anything, and never, ever have any complaint about nothing. That, the Gemara says, this is the downfall of this world. It's not the damashot is from the tree. Forget about eating from the tree. It's nothing. It's a big deal. No, that's not the problem. The problem is you don't love Hashem. That's your problem. And Avraham Avinu is the first one to come and show us what is really the path. So Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah not because Hashem wants us to keep the Torah. Because Hashem wants us to love Him. And without Torah, you cannot love Him. And if you keep the Torah, hopefully you're going to love Him. And then you're never going to do anything against Hashem. This is Hashem, if I may say, hope for the world. What does Hashem needs us to love Him? It's nothing. So therefore, Chachamim say, look, this is Parasha. When the spies came back, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the history. And he tells them, so you know what you said when the spies came? When the spies came back, he said, you don't want to go to Israel. You know what he said? You don't say you don't go to Israel because Israel is not good. You said because Hashem hates us. He took us out of Egypt and he wants us to be dead here in the desert. So Moshe tells them, Hashem hates you. Let me explain to you something. If you think somebody hates you, it's because you don't love him. There's no such thing as statement, this guy doesn't like me. That's because you don't like him. Maybe not as much as you think that he doesn't like you. But if you would love him indefinitely, that you'll never feel that he doesn't like you. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's statement. Moshe said, don't say Hashem hates you. And he brought you here. He said, you know why it goes in your mind? Because subconsciously in your head, you don't love him. You don't look, you need a golden calf. Look, you're complaining all the time. You don't love Hashem. You love Hashem, you complain about yourself to yourself. Never. How can you? Why are you complaining about Hashem all the time? It means missing the love to Hashem. That's the bottom line. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. You know, that generation, 600,000 people died. What happened? On Tisha B'Av, Hashem said they cannot go to Eretz Israel. He says, you know why? Because you don't love Hashem. That's the problem. And how should you love Hashem? I tell you, how should you love Hashem? I gave you the Torah. But the people in Egypt, the 2.4 million people that died in Egypt, they got no Torah. So Hashem had no complaints about him that you don't love me. Listen, you don't want to look at Israel because they think the business is in Egypt and they speak in the language in Egypt. And what are they going to do in Eretz Israel? And they didn't know that the people over there wait for them to fight them. They don't want to go. So you said, listen, you died, not because of punishment, you lost your visa. But it's nothing to mourn about these people. But we have to mourn about the 600,000 people. Because 600,000 people should have known better, because it's not, I go to Israel, I don't go to Israel. It says, if I love Hashem, that's better what those 10 big rabbis said. I don't care. But if Hashem, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, the chief. The chief tells us, says, Hashem wants to go to Israel. He says, so what does it mean? It means if you love Hashem, you listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, and you go to Israel. He says, listen, if they said, I said, I heard Amalek is there, I heard it, it means you don't love Hashem. Finished. That's what happened in Tisha B'Av. They said in Shabbat Shabbat was the same thing. It's not the sins. It's not that Amalek should destroy you, or that destroy you. So what's the root of the problem? What's the root? People did sins. People hate each other. It says, what's the problem? What's the problem? Is one thing, love. Except for Abba and Rama. You have to read the book. This Tariz says, the four things, he says, before a person goes to sleep, he has to think about four things. Says, those are the four major strings to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say in Shem Yichud, before you put filin, v'tayag mitzvot atluim ba. I said before we put tzitzit, we say v'tayag mitzvot atluim ba. He says the 630 mitzvot are tied up to tzitzit. That's how tzitzit is more important. What about 613 mitzvot? Has to do tzitzit. It is one of them. Before you put filin, it says empty. It says the Shem Yichud Kuchabir Hu, I'm going to put filin. And I hope to fulfill the mitzvot filin. And the 630 mitzvot, what 630 mitzvot? You don't understand? The filin has so much power that you're going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, you're going to try to keep the 630 mitzvot. The same tzitzit, the same filan, the same Kirat Shema. And that's what he says, if we confess that we don't love Hashem. That's the confession. That, I did not teach my Israel, or I did not put filin, I didn't put it. Hashem doesn't care less. But because I did not do those things with the proper thoughts in my head, I did not reach the love of Hashem, and therefore I fell in a trap. Therefore I did this and this and this. But this, you got to fix, you have to do a root canal. You have to fix the problem. The problem is love, that's it. Chachamim is saying, look, actually, for example, in the Torah speaks about Rosh Hashanah. The Torah doesn't say Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. You say, we stand in front of Hashem, it's Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, it's Yom Adin, it's Yom Adin, Yom Adin. You read the Torah, says, you know what? Rosh Hashanah is the day that you blow a shofar. So, that's all? What does it mean? Where is the main thing is missing? The main thing should have said that Hashem said, I judge you. Doesn't say that. So the Gemara says like this. You know, the Navi, Zechariah, when he speaks, Zechariah was at the beginning of Second Bet HaMikdash.
after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash.
Already we had all the Taniyot we had already.
The first Beit HaMikdash we had, Sra Beit Tevet, Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz,
Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedaliah. The Chayyar said, one day, those fast days are going to be holidays. Why should it be a holiday? It should be a regular day, not a holiday. Why should it be a holiday? Hashem is going to turn it to be a happy day. Why is happy? Not a bit happy. It's a regular day. As long as it's not Tisha B'Av, it means a regular day. No. I mean to say like this. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind that every month we should have a holiday. And he gave us on Nisan Pesach, on Iyar Pesach Sheni, on Sivan Shavuot. The next holiday should have been Rosh Hashanah on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, 17th of Tammuz. What does it mean? It means after we heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and right now we're in such a high level, we only have to fix one thing, the love. If we would have shown the love to Hashem, then and instantly at that moment, become Rosh Hashanah. So what Rosh Hashanah? As Adam HaRishon was created in Rosh Hashanah, he betrayed the love of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. And here Hashem decided that the 17th of Tammuz is Rosh Hashanah. What did we do? We did the golden calf. What did we do? We went to a golden calf and we kissed him. And we hugged him. And we sacrificed to him. It means we showed the love not to Hashem, the opposite. So we destroy again the love. But originally, that day should have been Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the Torah doesn't say anything about Yom HaDin. The Torah talks about Rosh Hashanah. The Torah says, Rosh Hashanah, to know, Rosh Hashanah is one thing, is the love. So what's the love? So Shofar sometimes shows love. Let me say Friday night. B'chatzot kol Shofar, Hari Ota Melech Hashem. Shofar is not just a sign of something bad is coming. Shofar is also a tool to show love. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you show love? With trumpets, with the shofar. And so the Torah doesn't say that Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. It's not a day of judgment. It's a happy day. And what's a happy day? Some Chachamim say Rosh Hashanah is not supposed to cry, the opposite. Because Ezra said he's supposed to eat on Rosh Hashanah, he's supposed to drink on Rosh Hashanah, he's supposed to be happy. He said, what happy? And I said, I'm happy that I'm trying to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. As it's because Rosh Hashanah, really it wasn't Tishrei, doesn't matter. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu moved it, and he said, on the 17th of Tammuz is Rosh Hashanah. What is supposed to show? I love you. What did he show? I love the golden calf. Down the drain. So all the things really happened on Rosh Hashanah, on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the Moshe broke the tablets, is because, listen, the Torah was in the tablets, and the Torah is not because Hashem wants you to keep the Torah. Hashem wants you to love him. And Hashem gave you the Torah to love him. You betrayed the whole thing. So Moshe broke the Luchot. And the whole thing happened on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Mutar HaTamid. He says, no sheep. So why do you need no sheep? The sheep is only for to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first sheep, and the last sheep in Beit HaMikdash. It means, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here I bring him his breakfast. Korbani lachmi leishoi. He says, no love Hashem. So, no love Hashem. He says, no sheep. That's what Gemara says. It's not that tragedy is not sheep. The tragedy is not sheep because you don't love Hashem. So the purpose of the Ta'anit Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is not because that happened. All the things that happened only show that we don't love Hashem. And therefore, in the second Beit HaMikdash was on, was an optional, that people fasted on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. It's not Asar B'Tammuz. They fasted. Listen, but they have to fast about it. What do you have to fast about? It's not to fast, Baruch Hashem, if Sekhem Beit HaMikdash. You don't understand. That's not the problem. Sekhem Beit HaMikdash is also standing on very, very shaking feet. Because the world stands on Hava, on love. Because of Havino. Now, if you don't love Hashem, indefinite, and you don't behave like this, you must say, look, Sekhem Beit HaMikdash, Sinat Chinam. I said, people don't get along with each other. So, what does it mean exactly? Again, you don't love Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's the same thing, continuous. From creation, I'm going to try to fix it, but same thing all the time. Come to Gemara, I want to explain to you something. Tisha B'Av is supposed to be Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Mishnah said, you know, Yom Kippur is a very happy day. In time of the Mishnah, people used to go to the vineyard to find Chidurim. I says, but what happened? I says, since we did the golden calf, the Gemara says Hashem pushed away Yom Kippur to Tishrei. Hashem pushed away Sukkot to Tishrei. This one, Sukkot on Tishrei, we have four holidays: Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeret. So the Gemara, Hashem had in mind every month should have holiday. We lost 3 months. It says Tammuz, Av, Elul, no holidays. So what happened? You did the golden calf. What happened? You showed you don't love Hashem. I said, Tisha B'Av supposed to be Yom Kippur. I said, actually, the Gemara says, Yom Kippur is Yom Slicha Machila, so Hashem forgives you. I said, the Gemara says, how do you know this? The Gemara says, well, it says in the Torah, Remember Hashem, Salach Tekit Varech, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I forgive. I says, that sentence was said on Tisha B'Av. After the spies came back, they said, we don't want to go. Hashem was very upset, and Hashem said, I'm going to kill everybody. And Moshe prayed to Hashem. Hashem said, okay, Moshe, I forgave like you said. I'm not going to do it. Okay? Chacham Chachamim applies this to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is to be Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is here because we lost Yom Kippur because we did the golden calf. The power of Tisha B'Av is Kapara, is Yom Kippur. This is the same thing we're not allowed to do Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to do Tisha B'Av, the same thing. Because Tisha B'Av is a Kapara. But it's not a Kapara for what we did. The same with Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, the Kapara of Yom Kippur is not what you think. Not because I did this. It's because I did it, but you have to fix the root, the love. That's what the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, Yom Kippur is not going to give Kapara to someone that has any conflict with somebody. So listen, you can do everything. He says, listen, with this guy, I'm not so good. So some Chachamim say, listen, the whole Kapara of Yom Kippur is a shaky Kapara now. I said, why? Because it's not a Kapara on the scene. You know, why did you do the scene? Because you don't love Hashem. If you didn't love Hashem, you wouldn't have done that. So it means you have to fix the love. I said, but if you don't get along with somebody, it means you don't love Hashem. Because that somebody carries part of Hashem. I said, love HaKamocha. If you have any machlokah with somebody, it means it's a damage in the love of Hashem. This is the problem of this world. And that's what Chachamim say. That the Tisha B'Av is a time to fix that, the love. So we try Shavasa B'Tammuz, but the real kapara that we need is in Yom Kippur by not loving HaKadosh Baruch 100%. That's what Chachamim say. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to show him how much. As Daril says, the four things that the Rambam calls in his book Ahava, that Hashem wants to see, the obviously Shema Yisrael on time, B'Chavana, to be at it all the time, to wear tefillin with the Kavana, and to do the tefillot with Kavana, never miss a tefillah. He says, those things, says Daril, that those things are going to pull the person and bring him to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. And this is the world concept. Everybody should love Hashem and Hashem will come.